and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the USR. This is a Friday, which means you actually have an episode of Gamer's Health with myself and my lovely wife, Rachel.
Hello.
Yeah, you might have to speak up since we are a little bit further than usual for you.
Oh, okay.
You might have to project more. But, okay. So, folks, we were supposed to have Joe the Lawyer on this week. It was going to happen, except that around 5 o'clock this afternoon, as we were listening to one of our YouTube videos, it cut off and then couldn't get it back. And then I noticed that the router was off and the Fios TV was down and the phone was down. And apparently Verizon has an outage in this area of Queens. So
I wonder why.
I don't know, but so I am recording this and I am using my cell phone as a hotspot, but I didn't trust it enough that we would record an episode with Joe the Lawyer using a hotspot like that. So we will punt again for the Joe the Lawyer special three-person Gamer's Health. So, what are we going to talk about today? Well, one thing, besides my heart issues, besides my type 2 diabetes, I have sciatica, I have back problems, and I've been doing podcasts, and I've been doing blog posts from sitting in my recliner since COVID started, because Rich has been working from home. So I really haven't had access to my desktop. So finally I decided, you know what, for what's become our sitting room, I said, I'm getting myself an office chair. But I actually really got, I guess, a gaming chair. And I didn't really realize what the difference was, except for it has colors and it can recline and it has a footrest.
It's a very nice boy's chair.
However, it is the most comfortable office-like chair I've ever sat in my life. And I've sat in them, the NYPD office chairs, which varied in quality. And I've also bought ones for myself. And I've always got the ones that were supposed to have lumbar support. And they all squeaked and made noises. This is a very comfortable chair. And I am very, very happy with it. It's about $169, I think, on Amazon. It's got some made-up name, but doesn't matter. It's got a pillow for neck support that you can be removed, and it's got lower back support, too. If you plug it into a USB source, it will vibrate. So this weekend, Rach does not have her yoga instruction class. That's next week.
Next week. Friday,
Saturday, Sunday. And Ashley, y'all know if you can hear her, but she is purring up a storm. She is all excited that we are participating in this podcast. She's sitting in the recliner, by the way. So, but with this new setup, it's better for my back. There's one thing that I've learned over the months that I am not somebody who should be sitting with a laptop on my lap. I know it says laptop. And I know in theory it means you should use it from your lap. No, sorry. So this little mini desk with this chair works wonders, seriously. So now on my health front, when I got discharged from St. Francis Heart in the end of May, they put me on two things of insulin, Humalog and Lantus. Humalog was every 4 times a day. 3 meals in at night, and Lantus was at 5 p.m. And then I saw an endocrinologist, and he was like, whoa, no short-term insulin at night. It can really lower your blood sugar, and if it does, you'll never know because you'll be asleep. You can have some serious health issues. So we took that one off. And then we started Jardiance, which is pill you take in the morning, once per day. And we started that. We took the short-term Humalog app. So I went from checking myself 5 times a day to 4 times a day down to 1. So I went to my
endocrine
yesterday. And he was like, all right, well, okay, the Jardiance looks to be doing good. We're going to up it from 10 milligrams to 25. And we're going to stop with Dilantis. We're going to see how your body adjusts. Now, here's the thing with Jardiance, and not to be if you're a member of the male species or the female species, this is important for you to understand. Jardiance is something that's going to, A, make you pee a lot. 2, it's going to make you pee out sugars. It lowers your blood sugar by making your body, your kidneys, pee out the sugars as opposed to you processing them. But if you don't properly remove all that urine when you pee, you are at risk of getting an infection, a yeast infection. Yeast likes sugar. If you've ever brewed alcohol like beer or cider, you would know that you are using yeast to break down the sugars to turn it into alcohol. But it's that yeast literally feeds on it. So if you don't remove that sugary urine from your where you're expelling your urine from, you risk that. So I was taking the 10 milligrams of Jardiance a day for the last month. No, obviously no issues, knock on wood. And now it's 25 and it's no longer taking any Lantus as of this morning. So no more injectables for now. We may be Eddie and Ozempic. That's the other problem.
Ozempic.
That'll be possibly in 4 weeks. We'll see how my numbers are. That's a once a week injection. Now, and then this is just going to be a comment about the medical pharmaceutical industry. I really dislike, and it's sick. I remember the jingles now.
Yes, but it's sick. Why?
It's sick.
We all both do it.
Yes. And it really, I really find it annoying, and they should, just like they're not allowed on commercial TV to sell you hard alcohol, they shouldn't be allowed to use these jingles with these medications. You know, they can no longer...
What's the other? Things are getting clearer that I see.
Oh, yeah.
For the Sky Rizzy.
Sky Rizzy. We saw a new one yesterday.
For your eczema.
Yeah, we saw another new commercial yesterday, by the way.
Yesterday.
I think it was yesterday.
Diabetes medicine.
Yes.
Yes.
So, folks.
Something with an R.
When I was a kid, I don't know if you remember Joe the Camel.
Cigarettes.
Yes, and he was basically there to sell Camel cigarettes. And Flintstones, when it was initially on the air, they were selling cigarettes for the commercials using the characters from the Flintstones. So this, in a way, is something similar, and I find it disturbing that the law is not caught up, because you should not be doing jingles for medications that make these companies thousands of dollars. Now, how do I know they're making thousands of dollars? Well, the Jardiance is
The price of it. Come on.
Is covered by my prescription plan. It gets confusing because I have 2 different prescription plans through my employment. One is for diabetes medications and injectables, and one's for everything else. And the Jardiance is costing me $12.50 out of pocket a month.
Per month.
Per month. So a 3-month supply, which is $37.50. But the prescription plan is paying like $1,400 or whatever discounted rate they get.
Yes.
Sure. They're not paying that full amount.
No, they never do.
But it's outrageous how much these prices are jacked up. And I have...
I get it. Like, it's for research and for other things, but you can't forget that it's for maximization of profit, too.
Right. I mean, look at it this way. If you're on 1400 for 3 months, that means you're around, say, I don't know, $450 a month. So, what is that? $15 a day? $15 a pill? One pill, $15.
Oh, forget it.
You know, how...
Some of the injections that we used to give at work were like $3,000 for one injection.
You know, so...
To get you through a month.
I mean, the prescription, the pharmacy, not the pharmacy, the pharmaceutical industry is, I don't want to call it a scam, but yeah.
It's pretty evil.
It can be pretty evil. And now.
If you can say Purdue Pharma, you know how evil it is.
Yes. And here's the thing, too. My first month at the 10 milligrams, my doctor, God bless him, conked me out, sent me home with 6 weeks worth of the medication. Well, holy shit, if that was going to be out of pocket, that would be saving me probably close to $2,000. Mm-hmm. And thank God it isn't out of pocket, but still, it is outrageous that these prices could be charged to anybody. I'll be honest with you. Reality is, anybody who's paying out of pocket isn't paying that. Because if you could pay that, you're going to have good health insurance. And if you can't pay it, you're not going to get it. That's the sad thing. So I'm really hoping that that's something that they change. Folks, I know this wasn't normal Gamer's Health. I didn't discuss any recipes this time. Although, oh, I wish I could tell you the name of the meal, the fresh meal. We're going to send you the ingredients and you put it together.
No, those two were good.
Yeah, we tried it this week. It was very good. I'll try to remember what the name of the company is. I'll be getting more stuff from them. It was a good deal. Folks, we're still in the midst of a pandemic. I have to ask you, use your common sense, okay? And even, you know, even with basic precautions, look, the president and his and the first lady were diagnosed last night or today as being COVID positive. So it can happen to the president. It can happen to anybody. So take common sense precautions. All right. I'm not a medical professional. I'm not going to tell you what they are. If you can't decide for yourself, seek professional medical advice. Be safe. Be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And God willing, I'll be talking with you tomorrow with functional internet. Not going off a hotspot on my phone. All right, folks. On that note, I'm out of here. Laters.
Yeah.
Be good.